After a 6-week halt, Governor Ron DeSantis greenlighted hospitals to resume elective surgeries on May 4th as part of his phase one to reopen the state.
Which really, I think, is long overdue. That is going to be really important for health, safety, and welfare of people. It's not like it's a sea change phase one. These are cautious steps, but I think they're steps that we need to take.
That's one small step for normalcy, one giant leap for people needing a joint replacement, dental and vision care, or wanting cosmetic surgery.
These are issues that patients have had to deal with, frankly, for the last 7 weeks. And so we're glad to be able to meet those needs now that the elective surgery postponing has been lifted.
Baptist President and CEO Mark Faulkner adds that the priority list for elective procedures remains the same as before the pandemic hit through the hospital's physician leadership and the Surgeon Governance Council.
And we look at the critical nature of patient care, the urgent nature of the procedure itself, and we're sorting through that from a clinical algorithm standpoint, and we are making sure that we are getting to those patients in the most urgent situation. So that's working out fairly well right now.
For now, Faulkner says part of resuming elective surgeries is playing catch up with the backlog of cases.
And there are also others that are still putting off their care, and we understand that. There are many reasons why someone might elect to continue to defer their care. We want to make sure we're working in partnership with them to make sure we're all collectively making those right decisions. So yeah, we've been able to manage those are ready and anxious, as well as those that are a little less urgent.
Baptist and other hospitals in Florida are walking a very fine line involving COVID-19, elective surgery, and the everyday cases such as non-COVID ailments and trauma.
We are equipped, prepared, and trained to manage a situation where you've got emergent issues, elective issues, and infectious diseases all at one time. We've been perhaps a little more diligent, making sure that we're creating the separation and the environment to maintain safety for our patients and our visitors and our workforce.
The Pensacola News Journal quotes Faulkner as saying, "Heaven knows this is a marathon, not a sprint." He adds that the new normal, even if it's not permanent, will still be around for quite some time.
We bent the curve. We flattened the curve. Now, I think it's monitoring and surveillance of the spread in the community. Then we'll just manage the numbers, and hopefully we won't see a dramatic uptick. But I don't think the numbers are going to go to zero until we have a vaccine or herd immunity, and that's going to be months and months.
Officials at Baptist, along with those at Ascension Sacred Heart in West Florida, have been working with officials with the city of Pensacola and Escambia County on initial reopening efforts.
I think this is an and not an or, and I think we can manage the COVID situation while also getting back to some sense of normalcy. I've been a supporter of the mayor, the county commissioners, the governor. I think they've made wise choices thus far.
One concern across healthcare is people needing treatment for non-COVID issues, but are hesitant to visit their doctor or the hospital because of the pandemic. Wrong move, says Faulkner.
What we don't want to happen is for people to postpone healthcare decisions because of fear of being exposed. We've been able to manage this transmission and the spread of COVID inside the healthcare community. I frankly think we might be more at risk in our social interactions more so than we are in the hospital.
And this is not the first time this has happened. Faulkner says some patients put off their treatments in the wake of Hurricane Ivan in 2004.
We even had examples of patients that were in the middle of radiation treatment for cancer, and they were receiving weekly radiation treatments, and they stopped it. Why? Because they had to get a blue roof on. They had to deal with the situation at home, and we're finding that again.
Given stay-at-home orders and quarantines, many cases have been handled through telehealth, meeting virtually with your doctor via the internet. Mark Faulkner of Baptist says the number of such cases there has grown from almost zero 2 months ago to more than 12,000 as of last week.
We've changed the way we deliver care to make it more accessible, safer, and more comfortable. And I do think when we get back to quote-unquote a new norm, that we're going to continue to offer telehealth as well as in-person visits.
Another innovation that may stick around past the pandemic is the concept of working remotely. Baptist has gone from fewer than 20 staffers working from home to more than 1,800. The same could be said for other healthcare organizations, along with businesses across the board. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.